We come to the great question. Where is there? You're going to get there. Where is it? What do you want? Where are you going? Very few people know. Some people have a precise, I would say disciplined, clear sense of what they want. And they get it. And then they stop. As G.K. Chesterton once wittily said, progress is looking for a place to stop. There are very few people like that. Most people, you see, when they think of pleasure, don't have any very definite idea. Or else they have a definite idea which isn't really what they wanted. And when they get it, they don't like it. So the saying, be careful of what you desire, you may get it. Fundamentally then, the question arises, where is there? Where's your rush? Where are you going? To what are you progressing? Stop, look, and listen. Because you may be there already. Only that you don't notice it. Do you know what the gate of heaven is? Hear about the pearly gates? People think it's gates decorated with pearls. It isn't. The gate of heaven, it says in the book of Revelation, is one pearl. Of course, it's got a hole through for the string. You've got to get through there. And you can't get through if you've got a lot of baggage. So you've got to leave your past behind to get through. Now, what happens to you when you get rid of your past? Forget it all. Forget who you are. The future, of course, is the past reflected in your rear vision mirror. We're like people driving looking at their rear vision mirror. So you've got to let go of all that past in order to get in through the pearly gate. And what is left of you when you let go your past? What remains? No, you can't bring out your education, can't bring out your ancestry, can't bring out your distinguished accomplishments, the things you've done, because they say, well, you've done all that, but let's see what you can do now. Where are you? Who are you when you have no past? After all, there isn't any past. Where is it? Twist your common sense around and see that you're not being shoved by the past, you're just leaving it behind like tracks. It's not pushing you unless you insist on it. You can always pass the buck. Everybody does that. They say, oh, I'm a neurotic mess because my mother was a neurotic mess. I never had a fair chance in life. Somebody says to your mother, well, you shouldn't have brought up a child like that. Well, she says, it's too bad, I know, but I couldn't help it. I was a neurotic mess, and my father was just appalling, and my mother was dreadful. And they look back over their shoulder and said, well, it was our parents. Everybody passes the buck to the past. It gets back to Adam and Eve. And you know what happened there? They passed the buck too, to the serpent. When God looked at the serpent, he didn't ask, hast thou eaten the fruit of the tree whereof I told thee thou shouldst not eat? He just looked at the serpent. The serpent didn't say anything. So the serpent, the wiggle, it really doesn't have a past, because it wiggles from its head backwards to the tail. And it's always the head where it starts. So, are you a head? Or are you just a tail? Do you move backwards or forwards? Which way are you going? See, if you're leaving your past behind you, it doesn't drive you. It wells up out of a mysterious present, ever new. This moment is the creation of the universe. It's starting now! If you look back and back and wonder whether there was a Big Bang a long time ago, all you'll see is vanishing traces. The Big Bang is happening now. This is when the world begins. You're doing it. Only you're not doing it by straining. A you deeper than the straining you is doing all this. The same you that is growing your hair and coloring your eyes and making your thumbprints. But you don't think about it. You don't strain muscles to do it. But that is what is creating the world. Here it comes. Now. So instead of thinking that the past is the reality which explains everything that happens now, let's look at now and see it happening. Where does it happen from? That's a question asked only by people who think that the past causes the present. They always want to know where it comes from. Who started it? What makes it happen? Supposing nothing makes it happen. Supposing it happens. Well, what is it that happens? Again, we get to this basic question. What is it that you want? Where is it? What are you looking for? It's the same question as what is reality? What is now? What is life? You won't get at it by analysis of all sorts of things into their components. You won't get it by labeling it in various ways and calling it names. You can only find out what it is by looking at it, by feeling it directly. And all kinds of classification where we say, well, it's animal, vegetable, mineral, it's this, that, and the other thing, is putting it in boxes and tidying it up. It's how you tidy up. You put everything away in a box. And then you have boxes inside boxes and all that sort of thing. It's tidied up. But when it's all put away in a boxes, you can't see it. Instead of putting everything in boxes, let's just look at it the way it comes.